Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
We've been talking a lot lately about kids. You can go to our website and hear yesterday's discussion about how to raise kids that don't feel entitled. We've also talked about the large number of 20-somethings who are still living at home, and that raises a broader question. Is it age that makes one an adult, or is it the shouldering of certain responsibilities? When does childhood end and adulthood begin? Well, I guess this is growing up. And the law is no help on this. At age 18, an American is old enough to die for their country, but not old enough to buy a beer.
Yeah, I would ask a homeless gentleman near my high school to buy us alcohol. Most of the time it ended with them taking the money or the alcohol or both.
Super bad star Jonah Hill there. At age 16, you can get a driver's license, but you can't rent a car.
I don't understand. I made a reservation. Do you have my reservation?
Yes, we do. Unfortunately, we ran out of cars.
But the reservation keeps the car here. That's why you have the reservations.
I know why we have reservations.
I don't think you do.
Well, maybe that's a good thing to wait on. And at age 17, one can get married in some states, not in others.
Somebody get some flowers. Somebody get a ring. Somebody get a chapel and a choir to sing.
Somebody get an organ to play.
'Cause somebody's getting married today.
I don't want to marry someone if I don't have a job first. I want to have a job.
Some of the other trappings of adulthood, a secure career, a family, home ownership, that can take even longer to come together. Listener Ray in Missouri says he felt like an adult at age 18. He texted this. In high school, I had my driver's license and was allowed to drive my date and I to the prom alone. But another listener, more than a decade older, is still waiting to feel like an adult. We got this text from New York. At 32, married with a 7-month-old daughter, I haven't yet felt like a true adult, not holding my breath either. The only thing that's come close was having my daughter, and now as she grows, I get to relive my childhood with her and through her eyes, keeping me forever young. Well, joining us now, Dr. Barbara Hofer, professor at Middlebury College, who specializes in educational, developmental, and cultural psychology. Also with us is Harris Durrani, an engineering student at Columbia University and a research intern at the school's robotics lab and an editor at Scholastic. And Harris, you just turned 19 on Monday?
Yes, I did.
So you are an adult?
Hopefully, I guess. I don't feel like an adult.
You don't feel like an adult. What is it that makes you not, I mean, what's missing that would make you feel like you'd become an adult?
I'm not sure. I feel old now that I'm turning 19. I think when 20 hits, I'll feel like an adult. But what makes me feel like an adult is just maybe knowledge, I guess, having just come out of my first year of college. Having been exposed to this vast array of colleagues and also professors who are just geniuses and experts on so many different fields, I feel like I've realized how little I know. And so maybe being an adult is coming to terms with that.
Well, I hate to tell you this, Harris, but you're going to reach 40 and I assume 50 as well and still be realizing how very little you know. But let me turn to Dr. Barbara Hofer right now. And I wonder, Barbara, if it's normal and common for people to feel all through their 20s that they are not really an adult yet.
It's increasingly common. As it turns out, there's a subjective component to feeling like an adult. You know, to understanding when we think we're adults is different from when the law recognizes us as adults.
So let me go back to you, Harris, real quickly. She talked about the law recognizing when you're an adult or not. You are of the age of majority. You can vote. You could go and join the army. You can't drink yet, though. Does drinking constitute for you what it means to be an adult?
Not for me. I mean, I don't have a driver's license. I never had time during high school. And now that I'm in New York City, I rely on public transport. I don't plan on drinking or joining the military ever. So for me, that's not so much of a concern. For me, adulthood is more about civic engagement and about voting.
Okay, so Dr. Barbara Hofer of Middlebury College, let me take this back to you. You know, the age of majority has changed so much over the ages. And as I mentioned, in Armenia, 14 is the age of majority. How has our scientific knowledge of how the brain develops help us to understand one is ready to shoulder adult responsibilities?
Well, what we know now is that the brain develops later than we thought it did. At one point in time, we thought that the brain was fully developed in adolescence, and now we know that it continues to develop into early adulthood. So the prefrontal cortex, the part of the brain that's responsible for judgment, decision-making, planning, doesn't really fully develop until sometime in the early 20s. That doesn't mean that people aren't capable of making good decisions and of thinking cognitively in a more sophisticated way at earlier ages. We know that that happens in adolescence. But it really is problematic that the brain does continue to develop throughout this period.
So, I mean, is there a scientific definition of adulthood?
Oh, definitely not. I think that's increasingly a problem. And so we mark it legally at very different ages. And we are an unusual country in the degree to which that is so complex in all the different markers. So, as you know, just pointed out, when you can drive, when you can drink, when you can vote, when you can serve in the military, these things happen at different ages. And in many societies, they happen all at once. And they're honored with some ritualistic
right.
tradition.
Well, Harris, let me read you a text that we got from a listener in Mississippi who said this. I believe there's a difference, by the way, but being an adult and being grown up. When I signed up for the Army at 16, I felt I was an adult, but I was grown up when I learned to cope with life. And I wonder what you think about that, if perhaps the definition of adulthood has more about being able to cope with the various ups and downs and difficulties, struggles that come with adult responsibility.
I think in many ways that's very true. Again, having come from my first year of college, a lot of that is coping. You're entering a whole other academic sphere, a whole other social sphere. You're in a totally different place. And as we're growing up, becoming adults, going to college is a major component of that. And most people have to cope with moving away from home and all the different factors that come with it.
But that's different from knowledge, is what you were talking about earlier, right? We're talking
right,
about an
right.
emotional wisdom as opposed to, you know, a scholarly wisdom.
Right. I think there's different definitions and different factors you can look at. In terms of knowledge, again, it is similar. You're coping with realizing how little you know. And like you said, it's something that everyone deals with as you grow older and older.
Well, that's Harris Durrani, who is an engineering student at Columbia University. Also with us is Dr. Barbara Hofer, a professor at Middlebury College. And you specialize in exactly what we're talking about here. So I wonder, developmentally, what do we know about when one is able to cope with the kind of things that both that listener from Mississippi is talking about and that Harris is talking about? When can one assume that one is responsible?
Well, this is a very subjective impression. So what we found is that when they do studies to ask individuals, when do you think you will be an adult or when do you think you are an adult, it does have to do with exactly what Harris said. It's when one thinks that you can take responsibility for yourself and when responsibility for your own actions, when you can be independent and autonomous from the people who raised you in terms of coping with your own responsibilities. What we found in the research that Abigail Sullivan Moore and I have done and with a lot of my Middlebury students is that increasingly what we're seeing is that college students feel less independent, less autonomous, in part because their parents are so involved in their lives in college now in ways that are really unprecedented. And this seems to be in part because of technology. So many individuals now have cell phones and email and texting and all these sort of ways of keeping in touch with parents that when they go off to college, they don't have the independent lives that they once did. So they're feeling less independent than would have been the case in the past.
Okay, well, let me ask Harris here. We got about 30 seconds here, Harris. Do you talk to your parents either through technology or on the phone every day?
Yes, I do. I talk to them every week. I feel like it's nice to keep that connection.
It is nice, but if something goes wrong, are they the first people you'll contact?
I'll contact them to tell them something went wrong, but first I'll take care of it. If I break my leg, I'll go to the hospital first. I won't call them.
Well, that sounds pretty adult. That's Harris Durrani, engineering student at Columbia University, just turned 19 on Monday, and Dr. Barbara Hofer, professor and chair of the Department of Psychology at Middlebury College. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.